Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So how can we help you?
You can look into if I had a good date and now I'm not hearing back, right? That's pretty much my scenario.
Yeah, okay.
So sounds familiar.
Actually, a couple good dates.
Okay.
Oh. It's this chick I work with. She's in my office, but not on the same team. I see her around the office. I like seeing her around the office.
Okay, so you work with her, had a couple dates, and then somehow blew it. Is that what you're telling us?
I guess, but I don't know why or how, unless she's just being approved. And then, listen, that is like a thing, too. That's part of the perception of her. Is she's hot. She even has a kid, and body bounce back. She looks great. But she kind of puts off a little bit of a prude vibe, and now I'm just not hearing back, and I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I mean, you ended up winning her over, so maybe she was going to loosen up, but you did something that made her say, I will never date somebody at work again. So that would be what? What happened last time you guys hung out?
We went out. We had some drinks. We talked. And we did some other things. And,
okay.
And that was it, man. I don't know. I thought it was good.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Let's take bets here. I'm guessing she found out that he talked about something about hooking up with her, and now she's like, F him, he has a big mouth.
No, that wouldn't be. The dude actually steals trap. He won't tell anyone.
All right, well, there it is right there. Okay, well, you know what? We will call her for you next, okay, sir?
Thank you. All right, you guys.
Hang on, Ray. It's the second date update on the 10s. Now we're going to find out why today's second date update on the 10s is being talked about like crazy. Here we go. All right, if you're just joining us, we spoke to Ray. He wants us to get in contact with this girl, Carrie, who he works with. And he's gone on a couple of dates with her.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he doesn't think he did anything wrong, Carrie wants nothing to do with him now. I don't know. Ray, are you still there? Ray?
Yep, I'm here now.
Okay, just wake up. We're going to try and call her for you right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Carrie?
Yeah, this is Carrie. Who's calling?
Hi, Carrie. So my name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And the reason we're calling you is because we got a phone call from a gentleman who knows you, and you know him. And he wanted us to call you to offer you a date, okay? And
Hold on, you're on the radio?
Yeah, okay, so just listen. So we got your phone number from a gentleman. I'm going to tell you his name in a second, but basically what we're offering you is a nice date, a dinner date at your choice of a restaurant. And it basically just you and this guy show up and see if you hit it off. So worst case scenario, you're having a really, really nice dinner and some good drinks. And best case scenario, maybe you're going to meet somebody who you're interested in. And I'm going to tell you his name, too, so it's not like a weird setup blind date thing.
Is this someone that I know?
Yeah, because he gave us your phone number.
This is weird.
You know, as soon as I say his name, you're going to know who it is.
I guess. Tell me who it is and we'll see.
Okay, perfect. Ray. His name's Ray. You work with him. You went out with him a couple times. And he said that he just feels as if
What did he say? I'm intrigued to know what he said.
Well, he said that he feels as if you're kind of blowing him off, and he doesn't understand why.
No, I'm good. I'm all set, guys. No.
Did he do something to you or say something or?
I recently had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Oh, yay.
Thank you. I love her so much. She's great. So I post a lot of pictures of her online on social media. And, he sees a problem with that. Because, in his words, my child was, quote, too ugly.
What?
Yep.
Stop.
And then
it.
He went on and he said, it's not like I gave birth to the Gerber baby.
Wait, he told you to stop posting your baby because
she's too ugly?
Yep.
I can't.
Yep.
I'm not even.
A-hole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop right. Kerry, I'm sorry to tell you. Ray's on the phone.
Are you sure that's what he said?
Yeah,
I feel like a normal kid wouldn't say that.
Let's get Ray out of the story. Ray, did you seriously tell her?
And okay. Here's the thing. The baby is way too ugly.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
Wow. And if you saw the picture.
Damn.
Ray.
He is not backpedaling either.
Nausea, then you would agree that these are things you don't need to be putting in people's public feed.
I hate to say I understand what Ray's trying to say. You know, a lot of times babies in the beginning are not the cutest things. They form to, but you don't say that out loud, Ray, especially to the girl you're, to the, especially to
right.
the mother of the kid.
Right.
Here's the other thing. This isn't just me. It's I'm trying to do you a favor. I'm letting you know. Everyone at the office sees these pictures. I'm not the only one with this opinion.
But everyone else has a filter and shuts the hell up.
That's why I'm stepping up.
Oh,
I'm passing.
Thank you. That's
along.
So nice of you.
He's the leader.
Well,
he's the leader of the a-holes.
He doesn't want her coworkers talking trash about her.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone at work is talking about my baby. Yeah. Give me a list of who else
this is terrible.
Like you are.
Okay, I'll screenshot the group chat.
You got a group chat? Oh, my God.
Yo.
I hate everybody.
Kerry, would you like another date with Ray?
Really? You're asking me that? No is my answer. And you know what? Send me that group chat. I want to see who's talking shit about my baby.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Listen, just no matter how comfortable you feel with the person date one, just wait a little while before you start opening up with your deep, dark, intimate things, okay? Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us like tomorrow, second date update on the 10th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number M. R281332.